It's gonna take more than one margarita.
I'm gonna call you my sweet señorita.
I'm gonna leave up the night only with ya.
All you have to do is to be ready for some action now. To be ready for some action now.
You're listening to KDRT right here in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show, and in the background you are hearing a group called Little Big with their song Uno. And someone else is in the studio with me. Who might that be?
Oh, it must be Jeannie.
It must be Jeannie, as every week. How are you, Jeannie?
I'm doing very well.
Do you remember playing Uno?
I do.
Yes, yes.
I'm not much of a game person, but I do remember learning that with the kids.
Well, Uno, the song by Little Big, was up to be Little Big was representing their country in Eurovision with that song.
Oh, that's
this
big.
This year, that's very big. But because of coronavirus, it's been delayed a year. So hopefully they'll still be able to represent their country in Eurovision, and their country happens to be Russia.
That's incredibly big.
That's, well, Russia's one of the biggest countries in the world.
And here we are, KDRT, where the grassroots grow.
Talking about Russia.
Talking about Russia?
And the group is from St. Petersburg, and that has special meaning for us today, St. Petersburg, Russia. And why would that be, you say?
Well, you took the words out of my mouth.
Because our guest today is born, raised, and living currently in St. Petersburg. And we're going to be talking to him about his music and what he's up to in that part of the world.
Oh, what a wonderful new perspective.
Yeah, it's a little different. So his name is Nick Sheedlin. Now, having said that, I probably mispronounced the name.
Not the Nick part.
But not the Nick part. Nicholas. Nicholas.
Nicholas.
Yeah, Nicholas. If I say St. Petersburg, Russia to you, what do you think about?
Oh, I think about steeped in history for centuries.
Really?
Architecturally.
Yep.
Art, music.
Okay, you got the picture.
I got the picture. Good.
That's the environment he grew up in.
Okay.
So we're going to be playing some of the music that influenced him. We're going to be playing some of the music that he's recorded. And we're going to talk a little bit about life in Russia.
What fun.
It will be fun. And we even talk about the weather.
Yeah, it's always there.
It's always there, isn't it? We all talk about the weather. Alrighty, what have you got for us today?
I have a recipe for slow cooker chicken.
Okay.
But that's not on the agenda. So we'll just segue over to Yolo County court-appointed special advocates. Yolo County's court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are trained volunteers who advocate for abused and neglected children in foster care. CASA volunteers are always needed in Yolo County. If you can offer your time and your voice on behalf of CASA kids, call 530-661-4200 or visit yolocasa.org. And that's CASA, C-A-S-A.
So you mentioned chicken. I wonder what the delicacy in St. Petersburg would be.
I would say some kind of a hearty stew, because I see that as a very cold place in the winter.
Yes. Like a beet stew?
Borscht?
Borscht?
No, takes beef.
Oh, okay.
And it wouldn't be a taco chili chicken either. Well, right. Although, you don't know.
You don't know. Not anymore. You know what, Nick? Nicholas is probably eating a McDonald's as we speak.
Oh, I certainly hope not.
All righty. Let's get Nicholas on the line here.
All right.
It's gonna take more than one margarita.
I'm gonna call you my sweet señorita.
I'm gonna leave up the night only with ya.
All you have to do is to be ready for some action now.
You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. And like we talked about, Listening Lyrics is the show, and we interview musicians. And right now, on the line, coming to us from St. Petersburg, Russia, is a young man who I got introduced to through photography, but lo and behold, he's also a musician, Nick Shilin.
You have pronounced it right. Okay. Hi, Peter. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Welcome. You're the first, after many interviews, interviewing someone in Russia, in St. Petersburg, where the weather is probably a little cooler there now than it is here, right? Today, I think the high here will be in centigrade about 35.
You measure in Fahrenheit, am I right?
But in centigrade, it's 35. So Fahrenheit, it's about 95.
Here we have about 10 degrees warm. Yeah. Celsius.
Much cooler, much cooler. So as Jeannie and I talked about, I had no idea about your music, but I started I've always been involved in photography. I started a blog on Instagram where I match lyrics from songs to pictures. And somehow I either started following you or you started following me. I love your stuff. And all of a sudden I saw that, hey, wait a minute, he's got a guitar. And that sort of brought me to getting you on the show.
Yeah.
So let's start with you as a child. How did you get into music?
My mother brought me into music with all my three brothers, don't be surprised. And we all studied in the musical school, now it's Elysium, quite a high-level musical school. And it was a class of balalaika, including all the regular music specialities, like solfeggio, musical literature, orchestra one day a week, and piano. The course of piano, but no special course, because the special course was Russian national instrument, balalaika.
Okay. And what do you prefer to play?
I would really like to be able to play piano, at least as I could play it in my childhood. But now I have forgotten all the skills. So give me the piano and I won't be able to perform.
Okay.
But balalaika got very deep into my soul and into my even mechanical music, feel of music. So I can take balalaika right now and play few songs by heart, and also a word when you play something that just comes into your head.
Okay, yeah.
Improvisation, yeah.
Yes, improvisation, that's word, very yeah. good, yeah. So, but you play the guitar also?
Yes, I play the guitar also.
Okay, and that's what you have a YouTube site where you sing songs and accompany on your guitar.
Yes.
Good, okay, so... Go ahead.
The guitar got into my life a lot later than balalaika, because nobody starts studying balalaika or guitar in childhood, because it has a very thick grief, and just a child cannot manage with it. Balalaika has a thin grief. So I started playing guitars a little bit more seriously when I was a student.
Balalaika, what is that?
It's a triangle form instrument, which is the nature of sound is the same as guitar. Three strings, and a triangle bottom part.
Okay, okay. On the show, I will have a link to a picture of a Bulyenka, so people will know. Okay. Alrighty, so when you were small, you had three brothers, a sister, your mother was musical. Did you ever perform as a family to entertain yourselves?
No, I don't have a sister.
Only
three brothers, but okay. It's okay. We almost never performed as a family because we didn't want to do it. We had enough pressure with the school and music school and okay. the regular program to perform some curricular activity. But if I recall correctly, maybe a couple of times at music school, our teachers told us like, okay, guys, this song you can play together and you will do it. And we just learned the song, played it on some performance, and that's it.
Okay. You said you have three brothers. I also have three brothers and no sisters. Are you number one, two, three, or four?
I'm number two.
I'm number two also.
Wow, and, great.
and I've read in books, if you're the number two brother, then you are more comfortable trying to please people than anything else. Does that fit you?
Sounds like a psychological problem for a person, doesn't it?
could be, yeah.
Because, you know, you are really quite right about this, and this may be a bit of a problem for me, yeah.
Don't consider it a problem. We're going to pick a song that you remember as a child, Tonkaya Rayabina.
Yeah.
Help me if that was right.
That was right.
It's a beautiful lullaby. I've listened to it. We're playing a little bit of it now in the background, and we'll just play a little bit more before we go on. Okay, so now you're past your childhood. Did you ever play in a rock band, as we would call a garage band?
No, never, unfortunately. But I have played in a folk orchestra in many different places.
Okay. When you say many different places, you traveled around your country?
Around our city. Our city is big enough to travel around it on different big music arenas, I would say, okay. Yeah, which present classical music. And we played as classical music and folk music, different kinds of music, because our folk instruments in Russia are very flexible to perform different kinds of music.
Okay, very good. do you write, you write your own music, and we're gonna play a song to begin with here, so people that are listening will have a feel for, you know, what you are all about. And we're going to start with The World Doomed to Freeze, which you sang, and you wrote that, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so let's play it, and then we can talk about it a little. Here we go. Okay. Nick singing and playing World Doomed to Freeze.
Hypocrisy poisoned me. One on one with it, face to face, all the schemes could have played, I had played. Life's a journey without a start, with a cross on the finish line. It's a quest in the search of God. No repent, no escape, no end. I have drowned in the sea of sins, only one way from them to sun, where I have caught in the shadows glimpse all the
Okay, we're back. We're back with Nick. Nick is talking to us from St. Petersburg, Russia. We just played a song of his called World Doomed to Freeze. And I'd like to ask Nick exactly what got him to write that song.
As usual, some kind of depression. also, you know, most of songs I compose come like some kind of a grace from the skies, and you just got this into your head, and all you have left is to compose couple of pieces of the lyrics,
right.
Also it comes, the thing is, it comes to your head with the melody, the lyrics with the melody. And the part you have to do yourself is to compose the lyrics that didn't come into your head that moment, and to finish, to make it perfect as you can. And then...
Right. Okay. What is easier for you... the writing, the music, which you say just comes to you, or writing the lyrics? Easiest, and what is the most satisfying for you?
The most satisfying is the moment when you finish the song and you understand that And then you play it. You play it one time, second time, because for me the most difficult part is to play this song. You can hear it in your head. You can sing it, right, and it sounds great. But the most difficult for me is to take the guitar and find the correct chords, understanding that you cannot move further because the only thing you have in your hands is guitar. And I'm not very professional with guitar. That is the problem. I think I have to move on with it and develop myself in this area. But the most satisfying thing is when you have found the right music for this.
Right.
And you play it and you feel that it sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, I'm not a musician myself, but I hear so many times that in rock and roll, three chords and a good song is all you need to know, right? You know, the three chords.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure you know more than three chords.
Yes, I know a little bit more, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. When you...
Peter.
Go ahead. Yes.
So can I tell you something?
Sure.
About my feeling about modern music? You know, yes. The problem is that all the techniques are already invented. All the great musicians have already shown us how can they perform music, how can they work hard to do it, how can they study making music their whole life. And we have heard great performances like Harry Moore, Metallica, Steve Vai, Yngwie Malmsteen, etc. So I have even called my channel on YouTube Natural Rock. So it's like a play of words, yeah, Natural Rock. Like the music that is natural, something that you don't give much, that you don't spend very much time to make, to invent, but it comes from your heart. And the main thing is in this music is two things: melody and lyrics. If you do it right, it should work, in my opinion, because I'm just not capable of becoming so great like Harry Moore. I just can't do it. I understand this.
Right, right. Well, I agree with you. You know, when I go to a concert, it's not the concert that has the best lights and all the best technology and all that that really get to me. Sometimes it's just one individual standing on stage, having a great melody and a great song, good on the guitar, but he communicates with you and tells a wonderful story that you just feel like he's talking to me, you know? And sometimes that one-on-one is a wonderful experience. You go home very gratified. So, and I can think of many musicians I've seen and many in the past that have done that. One that comes to mind that's way before your time, but you might have heard of him, is Cat Stevens. I don't know if you know him or not.
I have heard about him, but I haven't heard this music.
Okay, so his early songs from the 70s were all heartfelt, very humanistic, maybe even a bit of, I don't know, consciousness in them. So, yeah, but there's many musicians like that. But I'm glad you brought that up.
Thanks.
Especially... in a little bit, we're going to play your song, Capitalism. So that's sort of a little different. Hey, before we go on, let's play one more of your songs. And this one is a Muse cover. Tell me why you like Muse so much.
Just accidentally, I have borrowed a couple of audio cassettes from my friend during my childhood and scholarship, and I just loved this band.
Uh-huh. And so you still follow them.
I'm awfully sorry for interrupting. The Unintended is a very is easy to play on the guitar and very I just got a big pleasure to sing. That is why I have chosen it.
Okay. And we're going to play a song that isn't recorded in a studio. Where is this recorded? In your bedroom?
No. Have you noticed it looks a little bit too expensive for a regular rock musician bedroom? No, it's recorded in the photo and video studio of my friend. He makes a commercial. He has a business of making photo and renting studios. So he just invited me to record a song there.
Okay.
And well, it has huge size, this room. And the ceiling is about 5-6 meters high. That is why the acoustics there, it's a very old building, like 300 years old, almost. And the acoustics there is just incredible great. Incredibly great.
Nice echo then. Nice echo too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sorry if I said it sounded like a bedroom, but lots of artists today, some big names started out in their bedrooms recording and the songs became popular. But anyways, let's listen to your version of Muse, which is a cover. Okay, we're back. We're back. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. We're talking with Nick Schillen. He's smiling, so I got it right. He's also known as Emptinus. Emptinus, is that right?
Yeah, empty news. But it's an English word. I call it. It's not a word. It's the word I intended, like a nickname. It consists of two words: empty and news. Empty is all right. I have taken this word from Buddhism. Like it's a very complicated philosophical concept of that every particle which our universe consists of is empty. You know, we will have to pay a lot of time to describe this and explain this.
It sounds like you need to write a song about it.
Yeah, maybe. And nous is from Aristotle, the Greek philosopher concept. Nous is the form of forms. Let me just explain a little bit. You know, what is a brick is a materia, and a wall is a form. Then a wall is a materia, and a house is a form. The house is a materia, and the town is a form. You know, yes, see this like stairs, yeah?
Right,
and
right.
In the end, there should be something that has no letter form. And this something is God. It is the form of forms, according to Aristotle. And he calls it like mind. And in Greek, mind is nous. So I just took these words,
put them
together and I got empty nous.
Are you a Buddhist? Did I?
No, I'm an Orthodox Christian, but I have studied in the university on the religious studies
very good.
Chair, if you can call that chair.
Yeah,
faculty, yeah. Religious studies faculty.
Yeah.
I'm very interested in this topic and know quite a bit about this.
Well, that's a whole other show. One of these days, if I'm ever in St. Petersburg, let's have a beer and we'll talk about that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Hey, let's listen to another song that influenced you in your music career. And in the background, you're hearing Still Got the Blues by Gary Moore. Of course, that he's well known, and that's a beautiful, beautiful song. So let's just listen to a few bars of it. We don't have time to listen to all of it. Here we go.
Used to be so easy to give my heart away, but I found out the hard way there's a price you have to pay. I found out that love was no friend of mine. I should have known time after time. I've still got the blues for you. Used to be so easy to fall in love again, but I found out the hard way it's a road that leads to pain.
Okay, Gary Moore, Still Got the Blues. You mentioned a couple of times that maybe you get the blues once in a while. Is that true? Like a true musician.
What do you mean by getting the blues?
A little depressed.
Ah, yeah, all the time.
Okay, maybe that's winter time in St. Petersburg. I don't know. Too much darkness, maybe.
Yes, a little bit, and I think that education also influences a little bit.
Yeah.
And surrounding reality too. So, just.
Okay, so are if you don't mind me asking, are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Okay, not married. Still looking.
Yeah.
Still looking, okay. Alrighty, what do you think, music-wise, is the best talent you have?
I think singing.
Okay, your voice.
May I say vocal performing, like
yes.
The voice itself and the way I can present it.
Right. Yeah, your voice is an instrument.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
I can recall myself in the third, no, okay, not third, but it was 1998. I got to school. When I went to school, I sang the Turn the Page of Metallica just by heart, the song, and I remember that these times I sang all the time. I was washing dishes in the kitchen, I was singing. I was doing something, I was singing. The cassette player was playing, and I was singing with him.
You're one of these people that sings in the shower.
No. By the way, I never sing in the shower. Somehow.
Okay. Hey, speaking about your voice, let's play Capitalism.
Yeah, all right, let's do it.
Okay, that your voice is on display there, very much so. And, well, we'll talk about it right afterwards. Here's Nick singing Capitalism.
How do you call it when everyone's sick, when everyone's bloody sick? How do you call it when no one's to blame, when no one's fucking to blame? I'm gonna call it the capitalism, where everyone's trying to get rich, where everyone's stepping on each other's head, on every unlucky head. Rivalry's vanished, mystery's gone, one system to rule them all. One system, one code, one system, one press, one order, consume and obey. Obey, obey. Realize reality, realize. Dreamalize your dream, dreamalize. Recognize your enemy, recognize. Realize reality, realize. I see the corruption, see the decay. We're all constructing this hell, and all that's left for you is knee and pray, so the debts cannot be paid. Life doesn't live here, everything's counted, everyone's under control. So do your job and do it in silence, but jump aside and leave the game, the game, the game. Realize reality, realize. Dreamalize your dream, dreamalize. Recognize your enemy, recognize.
pathetic rednecks, get to your cows and your crops. You've been fooled around, now your hands are bound. Up on stage is life-loving slave. Songs get stronger, the riches get richer here. Equal rights have long ago been buried down. Freedom's for chosen, they're idiot. Capitalistic and mirror, born in silence, burning violence, rest in hell. Or realize reality, realize. Dreamalize your dream, dreamalize. Recognize your enemy, recognize. Realize reality, realize.
Alrighty, you just heard Nick singing Capitalism, a song about I guess to define capitalism, Nick, it's different in almost every country. Certainly, America is capitalism, but there's so many variations of it. I mean, I don't think there's any true country that is true capitalistic. I mean, you all have to have some form of social consciousness working with that. And I'm assuming the word that when you sing capitalism, you're talking about the purest form of capitalism. Am I correct in saying that, listening to the song?
Actually, yes, I can't even mean something different from this, because I'm singing, yes, about pure form, and I don't blame anyone if you have noticed. I'm saying that it's the nature of people, which brings them to the bad things which they do sometimes.
Yes. Okay. Anyways, it's a great song. I'm glad we heard it, and on we go. The process of composing, of writing music. Tell me a little bit about that from your point of view in today's world.
I should say that the process of composing is too complicated. I would like to say about process of producing music.
Okay.
This is my real problem. You know, some people are good at composing, and some people are good in making business. These people should meet each other. Like Lars Ulrich and James Hetfield in Metallica. I think that Hetfield composed, created music, and Ulrich made all the business decisions. In my life, I would like to meet somebody who can just make me making music, because I can do without anyone influencing me. If no one influences me, I just do one song in half a year, and it is not good for me, because the time goes on, I'm losing this time, and I could use it to create much more good music, in my humble opinion.
Yeah. But I think what you're saying is probably true for many, many musicians, right?
Absolutely right, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And many, many musicians, unlike me, have fought with their laziness and created music instead of complaining about this. You know, I should do the same thing.
Yeah. So I just watched, I don't know if you've ever heard of her. It's a country music singer here in the U.S., very popular, called Dolly Parton.
Have heard about her?
Big hair, big, you know, everything, but very, very talented. And near the end of her career, when she was in her 50s, all of a sudden, it's over. You know, people weren't coming to see her anymore. Well, she hired a new manager, and that manager brought her back into life. And all of a sudden, she's performing for big venues again, this and that. So she found the person you're looking for, someone who can manage where you play, not even how you play, but to manage the business side of it.
To persuade. And, someone to persuade you to...
Right.
To work.
Okay, let's see. We got one more song to squeeze in here, and that is a song that artistically blew you away, Perfect Gentleman by Helloween. Let's take a quick listen to it. Okay, we only had time to listen to a little bit of that song, Perfect Gentleman Helloween. We're going to ask Nick to tell us why artistically that blew him away.
It was a very hard choice to choose anything, and I have chosen this one. You know, the way it ends when he just... apart from being a great vocalist, he becomes a great artist, and he plays with his voice and makes you just feel the feelings of this man, this self-centered, narcissistic man.
Yeah,
I could see him when I was listening to this song. That is why I like this song so much.
Okay, if you could perform, let's say, someone, a famous or not even famous, but an artist said to you, would you open the show for me? Which artist would be the dream ticket for you?
Metallica. In this case,
really?
Metallica. Yeah.
Well, if you did that, you'd become famous. Right? Because my son is a huge Metallica fan. and they've been around forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They all live in classic.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Very good. Well, you know, I think we're almost at the end of time here. Before I go on, is there somewhere people can find you if they want to hear more of your music? On YouTube, let's say?
YouTube, and I can see that YouTube is not very popular among people right now. Instagram also. If you can suggest people my Instagram account, Empty News, and my YouTube channel, Natural Rock, I just would be very pleased to see new followers and hear some critics from them. And the more followers I have, the more music I would do with pleasure.
Okay. Empty News is EmptyNous on Instagram and Natural Rock on YouTube. Nick, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure. You've been a dream interview. You've been a dream interview, very articulate in answering the questions. I'm going to keep an eye on you. So when you do become famous, I'll get another interview and more people will listen to my show.
You will be the first who I will give the interview with great pleasure, because you are the first while I'm not popular.
Okay. And keep taking pictures. Keep taking pictures. I love your photography. And when you find Empty News on Instagram, I'm sure there's a link on that site to your photos site also, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go out with the song that you sing. And that is one that you're going to sing in Russia in Russian for us. And that is called Russian Song. What is the actual name of it?
Actual name is Aliens.
Aliens.
Aliens, yes.
Like aliens.
No, not those aliens. Like people who have broken up and became aliens to each other.
Okay. Aliens. Okay. Alrighty. That's it then. Thank you very much. Thoroughly enjoyed it, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much, Peter. Good luck to you too. Goodbye.
Thank you.
It's gonna take more than one margarita.
I'm gonna call you my sweet señorita.
I'm gonna leave up the night only with ya.
All you have to do is to be ready for some action now.
Well, that was interesting. A fun interview, a great guy, Nick Sheeland from St. Petersburg, Russia. He is a singer-songwriter. As many young people starting out doing it in his spare time. Again, his Instagram account is Empty News, and his YouTube account is Natural Rock. I really like his voice. I think he has a future in this. St. Petersburg is full of music, full of arts, and I'm sure he'll be singing a lot there. Well, let's finish up now with his song in Russian called The Russian Song. Nick singing The Russian Song. Thanks again for listening.
Порога, сигареты в зубах и бутылки. тобой мы по формуле одно, ты и я равно. Но закончилась любовь, жар пропал и не зажечь даже спички. И теперь ты одна, я один, и мне уже все равно. Но закончилась любовь, жар пропал и не зажечь даже спички. Торчал бы ночью я тогда